So we've reached the deadline day for the NFL franchise tag, and it'll be 4 o'clock Eastern today. Last time you can apply the tag. We have T. Higgins, if you heard the previous podcast, but there was a lot of questions as to whether or not Sam Darnold was going to get the tag, and everything seems like the answer is going to be no. The Minnesota Vikings will not tag him. Now, the latest news says that they are going to try and potentially negotiate a contract with him, a potential, I don't even know what that looks like. Maybe it's a 4-year deal, but really effectively a 2-year deal with guaranteed money only through the first 2 years. But I'll be honest, I don't know if that necessarily happens. So what does that ultimately mean here? There's a very real chance Sam Darnold reaches free agency. And I think there's really two things to this that we need to unpack. First and foremost, where could he possibly land? And then secondly, if he is gone, what does this look like for J.J. McCarthy? So let's talk about Darnold first, and I will get into J.J. McCarthy. So with Sam Darnold, where could he possibly land? And let's just go through the 32 teams and see who potentially needs a starter. You go to the AFC East, there's one team, right? It's the Jets. That would be weird if he went back to the Jets. I don't think it's impossible, but it would be really weird. And it would be such a bad look for the Jets, wouldn't it? Like, you drafted this dude, you prioritized a first-round pick, high-end first-round pick. You couldn't make it work. You send him, he's a journeyman, and then he finally figures it out elsewhere and then comes back. I mean, I guess the prodigal son returns, but I don't see that happening. AFC North, Pittsburgh is in play. You know, I don't think Cleveland is in play necessarily, but I guess we can't fully rule Cleveland out, but Pittsburgh would definitely be in play if they decide to not re-sign Justin Fields and or Russell Wilson. Well, it would be one or the other, not and or. So Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. Okay. Houston, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Tennessee. I don't think any of those guys are in play, or those teams are in play in the AFC South. I do think Tennessee ultimately does draft the quarterback at one. I, at this point, I've warmed to that idea, especially now seeing the separation between Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. So going over to the AFC West, the Raiders are the team, but the rumor mill says they are not interested in any of these veterans, which would include Sam Darnold. So our list is still pretty thin here. I mean, Pittsburgh is a strong possibility. Cleveland, a maybe. The Raiders, I guess I'll have to say a maybe, but I don't love that, what we're hearing. NFC East, the Giants are in play. No doubt about it. You know, so Pittsburgh and the Giants head the list. Okay. After that, NFC North, there's not a seat to be had there because obviously Minnesota, you know, where he currently is, would be moving on from him. So no seats to be had. NFC South, as of right now, I think it's too much of a long shot for New Orleans. So no seats to be had. NFC West, I really don't think there's a seat to be had. So really, we're looking at two teams who might bid against each other if Darnold does make it to free agency. And obviously, we'll have to adjust from there. I wouldn't hate him with the Giants, to be honest with you. And honestly, the Steelers wouldn't be that bad either, but I'd prefer the Giants just because, you know, you step right in, you get a budding superstar wide receiver in Malik Nabers. So not too shabby there. So let's wait and see. He could reach free agency. He will get paid. He'll get paid more than people think he deserves to be paid because it's what happens in free agency. And there's a very real possibility that happens. So if that does happen, then we're left with J.J. McCarthy as the heir apparent, right? He's the starter. And there'd be no doubt about that whatsoever. McCarthy had some buzz. You know, we got to a point where it was like, ooh, this could happen. And then he got hurt and then the season was over. And then we saw what Darnold could do. If the Vikings let Darnold walk, that should be everything we need to know about J.J. McCarthy. Just going to say that plain and simple, because this isn't a poorly run organization. Kwesi Adolfo-Mensah is a smart general manager. Kevin O'Connell is one of the sharpest head coaches in the NFL. Like, this is a very good team. So if they let Darnold walk, our eyes should be open to this. Now, from a redraft standpoint, J.J. McCarthy, and obviously we'll have to evaluate Darnold if/when things happen. But from a redraft standpoint, J.J. McCarthy, if he ends up being the starter, will have to be considered a late round upside option. You have to consider, because even just on the surface, look at the weapons in the, like, A, Justin Jefferson, not to mention Jordan Addison, T.J. Hawkinson, like, it's a great spot, you know, no doubt about it from the jump. So you're looking at a late round upside guy. There is certainly, you know, there are question marks. Like, there's no doubt about it, but I'm willing to take a risk on those question marks in the late rounds of a one quarterback league. Now, dynasty wise, I will warn people here. If you didn't draft him and you all of a sudden plan to go out and acquire him after it's clear that Darnold is leaving, you're going to overpay. Like, that's not the right move. And there's no sharp move like right now, ooh, I'm going to fly in under the radar. No, you're not. You're not going to fly in under the radar. You're going to overpay right now as well. If you don't have him, this isn't the time to go and acquire him. If you do have him and you weathered the storm last year and you saw Darnold doing what Darnold did, I mean, good on you, because that's exactly what we want to see, is, you know, you held, even though it was hard to do, and now here you're sitting on something with a potential good return on investment. So I think that's really where we are here with all of this. Obviously, we still have to wait and see, but, you know, franchise tag deadline coming up this afternoon, it does not seem like we're going to get a tag for Darnold, and that actually is really good news for J.J. McCarthy, because they may say they're trying to work out a deal. They may even be sort of trying to work out a deal, but I just don't see it necessarily happening. Of course, I've been wrong before. Hey, go check out ftnfantasy.com and remember, follow along with me on Twitter / X @JeffRatcliffe. Same thing on Instagram, and I'll catch you for the next one.